Appliance Discounters is a locally owned company that began with one location in Webster Groves, Missouri in 2009 and has grown to six locations covering Missouri and Illinois. We always offer the lowest price on all appliances for our customers. We carry in-box and out-of-box new appliances at drastically lower prices than any competitor. We purchase our appliances direct and buy the truckload to receive the lowest price from the manufacturers and then pass the savings on to you. That's how we came up with our motto, our savings are your savings. Shop us at theappliancediscounters.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Some kids have and some kids don't.
Playing this in the Bay Area. That's good. That's good. They've won enough out there. I've kind of had it with that area for a while.
And they lost two world championships in their home buildings within the last week.
Yeah, that's okay. I didn't care for the behavior in San Jose. They're kind of obnoxious in San Francisco, thinking they get to win the World Series every 2 years.
But they do.
Yeah, well, that's still obnoxious. And so I'm kind of happy that they lost. I mean, I'm really happy that they lost.
You're discovering your take on the air.
Yeah, I'm really happy that a downtrodden city like Cleveland finally gets a nice one.
Believe land.
I agree.
Happy. Kansas City got its baseball championship. Cleveland gets a win. The Blues finally got their win. Looks like the Cubs might get one this year. The worm is turning.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I like that.
Every fan base, they deserve some happiness every once in a while. We should all kind of share it.
Mm-hmm.
Redistribute it.
Yes.
Now, which city with at least two teams is championship-less? Buffalo?
So has Buffalo...
Seamaster looks like he has now.
Yeah. Has Buffalo ever won a Super Bowl?
No. I saw that San Diego was in the mix, too.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think San Diego's ever won anything. Buffalo's obviously went to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row and lost. I don't think the Sabres have ever been to the Stanley Cup Finals, have they?
Skate I feel like they the did crease. Go with Ryan Miller.
Yeah, they lost with Skate was in the crease.
Well, that's okay.
99.
But they've never won it. San Diego has obviously been to the World Series.
And the Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl. No wins.
What about Milwaukee?
Milwaukee won some NBA titles with Al Cinder and Oscar Robertson.
So 60s?
No, 70s. Yeah. Brewers have never been in the World Series.
About the Milwaukee Braves.
Milwaukee Braves won with Hank Aaron way back when, what, 56? I think the Milwaukee Braves won in 56, if I'm not mistaken.
That's still a long time.
Yeah.
But like San Diego, for example, it's so nice to live there. You have the ocean. You have the weather. Cleveland is just, it's a Midwestern Rust Belt town where their sports teams are a huge part of their
A lot like us.
The fabric of what Cleveland is.
It's a lot like St. Louis.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, St. Louis.
We're tech boom startup city, though, baby.
We are. There is really a lot of hope there.
Yep.
There's a lot of hope that St. Louis could have a bright future.
I agree with you, sir. I agree with you. Blumpkin Pumpkin had a pool party, Doug, on Saturday, and it was an absolute pony. Just wanted to give him a shout-out for throwing the bash at his rent's house.
As whose house?
His rent's. I guess he had it at his parents' house.
Oh, and you started with the word parents, and you just got it down to rents.
Well, I mean, I was reading the text, but then I felt like I needed to explain it to the listener.
Yeah, you do to me. I had not heard that.
That's from Land of Midgets.
You know what rents means?
Yeah, you say the rents. It's the parents.
I guess.
Are you surprised your Blumpkin Pumpkin doesn't have his own pool?
I'm not stunned at all. I'm not stunned at all that so many of our listeners are still living at home. Doesn't confuse me, doesn't surprise me, none of it. At what age were you when you moved out, Chuck?
When I graduated college at 22, I moved back for the summer of 2004, and I lived there for about 3 months before I got my my job, so then I was out for good.
Yeah, that's kind of the same schedule I was on.
Tim, I can get you on the Legends for 9 one evening this week. We can hang out in the men's locker room afterwards. Thanks, Stephen Wildwood. So my wife and I are getting invited to hang out with listeners, and I'm getting invited to hang out and play golf with listeners. This is fun.
I think it would be a nice little contest that we could have is who wants to double date with Tim and his wife.
All right. I'm in.
And you can't know anything about these people. They just show up and put you in their car, and off you go to have the time of your lives.
And
just
Doug is also there. Doug's there by himself, and you rate the couple.
All right.
You rate them based on a criterion or criteria.
Don't I think it's criterion.
Right. Don't say criterion.
And then afterwards, like, you have maybe three couples, and Doug, you rate them to see who wins.
Yeah.
The ultimate date in the fantasy suite.
Yep.
Oh, they get to go back to the fantasy suite, do they?
Yep.
Well, that increases the stakes.
Yeah, I think we get this spot. If we can get my porn star up and coming Porn Star Report sponsored, we can get anything sponsored.
We can certainly get your double date sponsored.
Yeah, we went to Billy G's on Saturday, and I had like a gnat that I couldn't kill. I couldn't
just
kill.
Just one gnat that kept flying around your face?
Around my head.
Like a gnat.
Thank you. And so at that point, I had to bolt.
You didn't. You got up and left because there's a
no.
Net.
We were there for a while, and I'm like, I can't kill the damn
did
thing.
Did you try to? And clap Adam Marie actually tried to clap your hands.
Yes. Oh my God, I was clapping like the Dickens.
But he kept surviving. Said claps.
Plow Shark, did you have any gnat complaints on? Were you there on Saturday?
He was just leaving. Now I saw him sprint back to the.
What's
studio
he doing
now?
Get high during the commercial breaks, not during the.
No, I'm podcasting like the Dickens, of course.
Oh. They don't have gnat issues at Billy
G's. I had a gnat all over me on Saturday.
I think the issue is sometimes when it's nice out, they open that, you know where the patio meets the inside area, Tim, that glass casing?
Yeah,
those
door.
Open up wide-like.
The glass casing is called a door.
What's
or
that?
A window. Perhaps it could be a window.
Yeah, they're sliding windows, you could say. Thank Doug. All and right. When you open those up, you obviously have, you know, bugs could tend to fly in and out at their leisure. So
what about just the fact that I was outside?
Was there are the gnats outside, yes,
he was
Tim.
On the patio proper when this happened. Yeah, they don't have
I don't know how much information flying. I got out of that, but I enjoyed it. I know.
Thanks.
That.
He hadn't listened, though. He was leaving the studio in his defense to go podcasting.
Like
he kind of sprinted back. So he caught the tail end of the story.
Tim, I'll double date with you. I have a significant other that is, contrary to belief, not a man, and I also dislike children. That's from Tony the Plow Dow. Huh. I never said I dislike children. I just can't get hard, I can't reproduce. Sea monster, I like that. That really resonated with the sea monster.
Now, I started to think about this gnat issue.
Yeah, let's go back to that. Now there's a glass casing at Billy G's.
Or a window, some people call it. As much as insects give us trouble, would you be willing to say all insects are gone if we could eliminate all insects if it meant that birds were to go hungry?
Wow, this sounds like an exit poll question.
Yeah.
No, and here's why. Because then kids wouldn't be able to collect lightning bugs.
Wow, that was wonderful.
I mean, if somebody said, would you like us to get rid of all insects all over the world, would you say yes? Or would that have such a staggering influence
we
on
need
the food
a biologist chain? To call in? What is the person who studies insects called?
Entomologist.
Wow. Lottie frickin' Doc Kirkwood.
Mm. I actually once worked at a bug spray factory, Tim.
I don't like when people brag.
Well, it was my summer job 1 year, making bug spray.
Was it Roundup?
It was not Roundup.
That's
no.
For weeds.
Yeah. I think we could do without the insects. We could certainly do without wasps. You talk about animals we don't need. What does a wasp give us? What do we get? What's the benefit to a wasp?
You can't mess with nature.
Yes,
it's like
can.
Jurassic Park.
Yes,
nature
can.
Nature finds a way.
There have been other animals go extinct. We're still here, still functioning just fine.
Look what happens when you mess with nature. All the stuff with the alligators happen.
Yep.
That's what happens when you mess
right.
with
nature. No, that's more nature that should be messed with. We got a dinosaur walking around amongst us. We can do just fine without alligators. Crocodiles.
I'm sure alligators do something down there to help another animal population or to
well when you find
to
it, let
rid
me know.
To rid a different animal there's a reason they survived this long.
Yeah, there is. Cockroaches too. Do we need those?
They're pretty cool.
They're not cool.
My 2-year-old son vomited like a fire hose last night at Billy G's, so now your listeners are ruining sponsors. Thanks, cousin JW.
Like a fire hose. Project
Plow Shark reworking last night to see this vomit. He's gone again.
Now he's on the phone. while podcasting like the Dickens.
Tim, my girlfriend wants to go to another Q&A to get hit on by the listeners soon. Can we set this up? Thanks. That's Juan from the PP Corp.
He brought a girl to the Q&A, and she got hit on by others.
I guess that's what our listeners do. We're sexual predators.
Well, when it's
a real girl.
When it's 98% guys, what do you expect?
Was Buck Swope there?
Swope was there.
I don't know.
Is that his real name?
Of course it is.
I mean, seriously? Because it doesn't seem like it. And that is his name on Facebook.
Buck Swope was the character from Boogie Nights. But I know him as well, and I know his real name. So that's how he gets through. So if somebody wants to use a fake name, but then contacts me to say, hey, listen, because of my job, like Tony Dow, I'm going to be using this name, that's cool. But it's the keyboard gangsters who have to hide and, like, protect their anonymity.
Like Timmy the Tickler.
Well, I don't think Timmy the Tickler necessarily wants to. He just signed up as Timmy Tickler.
Which character was Buck Swope?
That was Don Cheadle's character.
Okay.
And which character was that, Don Cheadle's? Which guy was he?
He wanted to open up the stereo place.
Did he and his wife have to rob a bank at the end? Or
there was
they robbed
a shooting.
A store?
There was a shooting. Spoiler alert, there was a shooting.
Yeah.
And then the guy collected all the cash after the guy who was robbing it was shot. Wonderful scene. Great movie. Nina Hartley, very active.
That is a good movie.
Doug, come on over tonight. We'll watch Boogie Nights. We'll watch The Bachelor. We'll have a big night. And then, Charlie, you and I will work on our wiffle ball game.
Well, The Bachelor's on again tonight, isn't it? Is this like a three-hour episode? Because they didn't have it last week.
I know. I wonder.
And Chad no longer there?
But Chad apparently goes back to the house with the guys to confront them before he gets booted off.
Almost
so
makes you
fight?
Wonder if this is not real, because how would he get there on his own without
Uber.
Authority stopping
Uber.
Him or producer Lyft. Stopping
Looks
him.
Like he's loaded for bear.
And I guess he's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. I will watch just for him. That's how entertaining he is, because he's such a jerk.
I won't. I'm uncomfortable by people being that much of a jerk.
I'm telling you, the second he's off this show, I'm not watching anymore, because it's not that interesting.
Well, it's been all about him so far.
That's my point. Once he's gone, and it's actually people that pretend to be in a relationship for 2 months and then break up, it's really not that interesting.
Well, haven't you ever been in a relationship that lasted 2 months and you were serious about it?
I never proposed to that person after 6 weeks or two.
Well,
months.
But some of these people won't get the chance to propose. It doesn't mean that they wouldn't like to pursue a relationship
with
this girl.
All I'm saying is, to me, the fun of the show is when you have all the weirdos, the people that argue, the people that fight, whether it's the girls or the guys. Once you weed those people out and it's like six legit candidates that are just going on dates, I don't find that interesting at all.
I like the rose ceremonies and the picture on the people's faces when their name is not called. That's what makes it for me.
I was watching, I guess it was the last episode, which I guess they took a week off because of the NBA Finals. But one of the guys, who clearly has no chance, and he's still been on the show about, whatever, a couple months, and he said at the end, which I thought was so funny, somebody left and he goes, I can't believe we're down to 13. As if that was like a big deal. Like 13 of us are left. 9 of you have no chance. I've never even seen 9 of you talk to her, and you're still around.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you could just go on that show. If you're not just a total loser, you can get to the top 5. Just by being there and not rocking the
boat. Well, I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot goes on that you don't see that gets edited out. There's conversations that go on that just aren't very interesting for the show, but still they're bonding some way.
Guys, is that music in the wiffle ball Turnaby spot from Nintendo Paperboy video game? Plowsy, Sea Monster, Nurse, Nancy, that's from the Sausage Wheelie. Sea Monster's happy to answer.
That actually is correct, although
wow,
we,
what a wonderful, wonderful
that was a great
soundtrack.
Pull by the listener. However, the promo got updated, so they won't be hearing
new.
That version anymore.
Yeah, Mike.
Oh.
Hello, Mike. How
Hi,
are
Mike.
You?
The stupid Carlo Lotto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, swept all 5 games at home.
Yep.
They need mommy milk.
They need what?
Mommy milk.
They do.
Mommy milk.
Yeah, and past Friday, my dad out of town.
Where'd he go?
Canada.
Ah, what for?
His sister's brother lived there, and they drive way down to Canada.
That's a long drive.
He drive way down there.
Long way to go.
Yeah, he come home this Friday, so.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
we all have stories.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
I'm drinking Starbucks coffee.
Are you really? Sexy Starbucks today?
Yeah, I drink coffee.
Good for you.
You might kiss my ass.
Put him down! Wow. Put him down!
Wow.
Blindsided. Absolutely blindsided.
Mike Lee has been suspended, and his name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule. And according to some rather bizarre rules, by being suspended, Mike Lee is now eligible to join us on a trip to spring training next year or for 11 other
amazing prizes. I love these sponsorships.
Prizes.
They're wonderful. Thank you to all of these places that are sponsoring, like Llewellyn's. And now you got Bomber O'Brien sponsoring my up-and-coming porn star reports.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is good. I like what the sales staff is doing, Doug.
Well, I like most of it. I like 99% of it. It's just this one rule that's got me confused, that if you get suspended, your name goes into the hopper for a chance to win one of these prizes.
Don't say hopper.
Well, that's what it is.
Nobody has a hopper that they're turning.
Llewellyn's has a hopper at each of its six locations, Central West End, Soulard, St. Chuck, Webster Groves, Wildwood, and Wing Haven. Another way to get entered into your name in the hopper is to just order the special. You could go there for lunch today. Today's special is the buffalo chicken, all white meat chicken, grilled or fried, tossed in original dragon sauce, and topped with ranch dressing, red onion, Provel cheese, lettuce, and tomato. If you order that, your name gets into the hopper for one of these fabulous prizes, or if you get suspended.
Sound disappointed.
And Mike Lee has been suspended a period of 2 days.
You can call on the appliances counter phone lines. Timmy the Tickler has done so. Mike Lee has done so. It's a big Gallup poll Monday, along with Rick Hummel on the Lakeview Resort Captain's Log. 314-880-0808, the appliances counters. Six area locations to serve you in Baldwin, Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, South City on Delore, and Fairview Heights in Illinois. The appliance discounters, the sponsor of our phone lines. Doug, I would love to show you my hopper. That's from Potent Potable.
I don't need to see anything like that.
Something from Billiken Butt Play. Never seen that guy before.
Old BB.
Plowboy, how is said girl? Any good stories? Plow Penguin, are you aware that she is Snapchatting the hell out of me?
This continues.
I don't keep a good grasp on her Snapchat. I didn't know.
And since I don't know how Snapchat works.
I don't either,
Tim.
Are
you on Snapchat?
I am not.
Okay. So I believe there's a cutoff. If you're over the age of 35, you're not allowed on. But I still broke through. I have a fake ID. And I don't know if she's just snapping at me or if she's snapping at everybody. I know some are specific to me and boy, is it wonderful when I get them. But then others, and I'm talking about in general, not her, others are just people send them to a bunch of people all at once.
Yeah, I'm not quite for sure the comparison to, like, are you talking about, like, their story? Because I still don't know. Understand.
Yeah, but story I have to click on to see, and I, like, never do that unless it's Keith
Correct.
Gray.
So some of them that she may have sent you probably sent to the masses as well, the story, because she is on vacation in Dallas.
Yeah, but then there was one that she sent like at 1 a.m. saying, "Hey, babe, I have a business idea."
And yes, she talked to me about said business idea.
What's the business idea? This is wonderful. Doug, it's another company we can get involved.
I'd like to get out of this business and get into another one.
See, I wasn't for sure how it's really nothing bad. It was she met this guy on a plane that does something for the MLS, trying to get an MLS team to St. Louis.
MLS?
And he's trying to find...
Dave Peacock?
No, with the guy competing with Dave Peacock. I don't know his name, and I wouldn't reveal it anyways, but...
Stan Kroenke?
No. No, good one, Chuck. No, it wasn't Kroenke.
Well, there's talk now that this land in Maryland Heights might be this MLS stadium property.
I think that's why there's a push by these guys trying to find investors and things like that.
What's the business idea for me to bring an MLS team here?
See, I didn't, like I said, this was not my idea, Tim, and I wouldn't have thought of you, no offense, to bring, you know, to have you push for an MLS team. I didn't think that was up your alley,
right.
But nonetheless, she thought of it, and so, good for her. But yeah, she met that guy, and he started talking about what he does as far as trying to get an MLS team to St. Louis, et cetera, et cetera.
He was hitting on her on the plane, wasn't he?
He's a married guy with kids, so I imagine.
Yeah,
not.
Everybody's walking the straight and narrow.
I agree with Tim on that one, but no, it seemed to be just a conversation about soccer.
You can do
which
that.
Which she's a huge fan of, so.
You can talk to the person next to you in an airplane.
I think I would agree.
Without cheating.
Now, can I ask what might be a controversial question? Plowsy already gave me a neutral look. Should I not?
I mean,
my advice
is
tread lightly if it's in regards to said girl.
Okay.
I wouldn't answer it if it
All I'm saying is this. When I'm not on the show, I rarely listen because I sleep in. So
I saw
there was some fan page drama, and I have no idea what happened. So I can talk to you off air. I was just curious. I don't know
what you're allowed
to talk about.
Listeners going over the top and making rash judgment based upon somebody they don't know.
Okay.
And based upon one radio segment, they think they know everything about my life. And that's the problem is, like, people that quote, like, are looking out for me are also, like, bashing people I care about at the same time. So that, to me, that's really counterproductive. But I appreciate them trying to look out for me. But I'm a 27-year-old adult. I can make my own decisions without, you know, having people say this and that about me. So that was all. Just wanted to nip that in the bud and move on.
And you got a dog, right?
Yes. I adopt him in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Actually, 3 weeks probably. He's a little bit young, so he needs his shots and et cetera.
Yeah. So. He's a cutie.
Thanks, Chuck.
What's his name?
Aaron, because of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Doug, what's wrong with that?
I'm going to call him Bart. I love Bart. You know, my fascination with Bart Starr, one of the best of all time.
Do you have a dog named Bart?
But I like Aaron as a dog.
Bart would be better.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's better if they're older players instead of current players.
Call him Gilbert Brown.
Mark Chimura.
No, I probably wouldn't use Mark Chimura. That's a great tight end, but really checkered.
What was Chimura doing? He was taking hot tubs.
He was definitely in prison, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, they might have been a little young.
I feel like it's something with a hot tub.
It was a prom.
Okay.
He was hanging out at prom. I got trouble when I was a freshman at Missouri for going to my girlfriend's senior prom.
You did?
Yeah.
The people at Missouri gave you trouble.
Yes, my Sigma Chi frat brothers.
Oh, yeah. You could be 1 year older. You could be the same
age. Well, I should have been class of 95 age-wise, but of course I'm a prodigy.
That's the ultimate sin if you're in college and you go back and have a date with a high school girl.
Yep.
Ultimate sin in the eyes of your friends.
Right.
It's one thing if she's your high school sweetheart, that's different. I, as a college freshman, started talking to this girl who was a senior in high school, and she invited me to her prom, and I said,
Is this Adrian Palicki?
I'm good. No, this is college. I said, nah, I'm good.
Just because of the ridicule.
I'm not gonna go to a
just
high
because
prom.
Of the ridicule you would have received from your friends.
No, I didn't want to go. But I was 19, she was 18, so it was like totally normal, but I just didn't want to go to a high school prom.
Because you had graduated from that lifestyle and you moved on to much bigger things.
Correct.
Well, it's unfortunate that they have that stigma.
It's true, Doug.
It's innocent enough.
You should break down that stigma.
The very next year, even maybe 6 months later, when she was in college, then it would have been fine. Sure, I'll go out with you now.
Correct.
Just a matter of where she's going to school, that determines it.
Yeah, we want our listeners to know it's cool for you to go to prom.
I think it is. If you're 19 years old yourself or 20,
what if
you want to date an 18-year-old, I think that's probably okay.
Let me ask you a good question. This is a good question. I know we have Rick Hummel coming on. What's the cutoff age of a person that could go to prom and not have everybody think it's really odd? So, like, obviously...
42, 43.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, 19 is not an issue. I even think if you have a 20-year-old with an 18-year-old, but, like, at what age is it weird?
Well...
That's a great question.
You know, the younger you are, every year makes such a huge difference.
But what if you had a woman who was 18 and very mature... And she was there with a 30-year-old.
If she was just there with a 20-year-old, the other high school kids would say, wow, that's cool. She's cool. She's dating a college guy. At 30, it's let's run him out of here. Let's call the authorities.
Doug Hutchinson. Is that his name? Doug Hutchins from the Green Mile? Is married to that Courtney Stodden, who Iggy did a wonderful audio postcard.
Hey, Iggy.
And he's 55, and I believe she's in her early 20s. Or maybe even teens.
Well, once you're past 21, I think all bets are off. But if you're in high school, no, I think there's something about that.
What if you were in the Green Mile?
Yeah, and he was the jerk off from the Green Mile, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Good for you for saying jerk off.
I saw on the fan page, I believe, that Jerry the King Lawler, who I believe is 66 years old, had an issue with his girlfriend, who's 27, Doug. How about that?
Got to get Larry's thoughts on that and Money in the Bank.
Well, once you get older, it's whatever you want. But it's a little bit different if you're a child yourself. If you're 17 or 18, then it's a lot different than if you're even early 20s, I think.
But a 39-year difference, even if you're 60, like if you're 66 and you date a 52-year-old, I get it. But 27.
Well,
I don't see what's
men and women,
besides, unless he has a lot of money.
Well, that's what's in it. Men tend to judge women on their looks, and women tend to judge men on their accomplishments. You can call it their money, but it's also accomplishments. And I think they're coming from the higher moral ground. At least you can do something about your accomplishments. You have some say into how much money you have. You don't really have a whole lot. You got some, but not a whole lot to do with how you look.
Yeah, I'm working on a fund for my hair transplants.
Yeah, you can help it a little bit. It's not going to help you much.
I'm going to do that thing over in China, where they stretch you out. So I'm going to get to like 5'8". It's going to be awesome.
Add a couple of leg bone inches.
Right.
You can see how if you're a young girl and here's a guy that you like and he's very wealthy, how that would be attractive. I can see that.
Not if he's 40 years older. I get it. If she's 25, he's 42 and has a ton of money and he still is a good-looking dude and is relatively young. If the dude's 66 and the woman is 27, that makes no sense for any other reason besides money. Like, that right. dude doesn't look like you. In a couple years, he's going to be dead, and you're still going to be 40.
It doesn't make much sense for him either when it's all about her looks.
Well, I understand from his perspective, though, at least, that it's like a hot young chick.
Okay, and from her perspective, it's, hey, here's some money.
But I feel like for her friends, it would be weird. Like, her friends would look at that situation and say, that's a little too old, where his friends would be like, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I say the women are coming from the higher moral ground here.
Yeah.
Guys, can TMA host a prom? I was banned from going to DeSmet's prom. That'd be nice if we had a prom for our listeners.
That would be funny, actually.
I think some of the girls, if there are any, could wear poodle skirts.
Corsage.
Oh, you're talking about a sock hop.
Yeah, that's what we need is a sock hop.
Jennings would want to be on hand.
A sock hop.
TMA sock hop. Probably live from Barnapoli.
Well, I'm not sure they'd have us.
Did you have sock hops?
I was thinking maybe we could decorate the St. Gabe's gym.
Did you have sock hops?
I believe they did.
But I mean, when you were going to school, because that's like a 50s thing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I was a little.
I know, I'm not
that
saying,
old, Chuck.
I know.
Sometimes they called it that.
That's why I just said
that. And I
you
said,
take
I think
offense
they,
to everything. I asked you because I know you didn't go to school in the 50s.
I believe they had what they called a sock hop.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
I didn't go, but okay. I think they had it.
But you went to school.
Just kind of as a play on okay. what it used
that's
to be.
That's what I was asking. Because in the 90s, when I went to high school, we didn't have sock hops. I'm wondering if they had them in the 80s or the 70s.
I think they did.
Guys,
in the 70s, 50s music was still considered oldies, even though it was like 20 years ago. But now we don't tend to look at 90s music as oldies.
What about Dr. Dre and the Chronic?
What about that?
Do you consider it an oldie but a goodie?
Definitely
I don't
a goodie.
Know.
Guys, what about a 39-year difference between you and your dad? Is it still cool to take him to prom? Thanks, Dogtown Astrovan.
This is someone from Vianney again.
He did. He went to Vianney.
That's fine if it's family.
Give an answer.
I don't know. I'm just so excited about the idea of a morning after sock hop.
So you're on board. Would you attend?
Yeah, sure.
You'd get harassed like the Dickens. Well,
I guarantee you the commish went to a sock hop at least once.
Rick Hummel joins us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Charlie has a question for you, commish.
Did not.
Why not?
Nerdy.
Oh, too busy working on journalism.
Yes, that's right.
But we were thinking about having a sock hop just to kind of throw it back and have a nice little shindig.
What high school did you go to, Rick?
Went to Quincy High School, Quincy, Illinois.
Did you really?
Quincy, Notre Dame. Right.
And I'm sure they – no, Quincy High School.
Yeah, I know, Notre but Dame. I know of Quincy, Notre Dame. Yeah. That was like a soccer powerhouse.
Yeah, well, you don't have sock hops there necessarily, though.
Doug, no sock hops.
No, that's
we need one of our listeners to call in with sock hop stories. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. Rick Hummel with us regularly throughout the week. Here on the radio program, the Cardinals go 0-for-5 after a great road trip. They blow saves, have some poor defensive plays, in particular Diaz yesterday in the eighth. And then also offense struggling throughout as well, and 0-for-5. Your thoughts on what we saw in the five-game homestand, Commissioner?
Well, they lost to better teams who played better anyway. And Texas is a better team. I know that. Houston played better. One of the strengths of the Cardinals is their bullpen, and their bullpen had a bad week, and their bullpen has been able to cover up some of these other things along the way, inconsistent hitting, inconsistent defense, inconsistent starting pitching. But when the bullpen goes south a little bit, then you can see the other problems.
And the defense continues to be a bit of an issue, too. What did you think of the play there in the eighth inning that Diaz made? Was that his fault, or was that just something that happened?
Well, I mean, he assumed, I guess everybody assumed, that Moreland, not a fast runner, would not get to second base as quickly as he did on that play. ordinarily you would just shovel the ball to second base, but he should have gone to first. So that's on him, but that was a great play by Moreland, actually.
And, Commissioner, with the bullpen having a tough week, and a lot of people are wondering if Trevor Rosenthal should still be the closer due to go to a guy like Soon Wan-O, but he also had a hiccup, Kevin Seegers as well. So, overall, it wasn't a good week for a lot of the relievers, but where do you kind of fall on Rosenthal, who's clearly really struggling here recently?
Well, I'm okay with it right now. I think we'll see what happens the next time they actually have a safe situation. I think I'd go back to him. He threw only 9 pitches on Saturday, and the first play was his fault. He didn't cover first base. And the second play was a blooper. And the third play, he hit a guy who was trying to bunt. So this isn't like he walked those 3 guys in a row, which happened twice before in the last month. So I was a little more encouraged by what I saw. I mean, he's got to get somebody out, certainly. And if he continues to have another one or two games like this, you could go to Seegers, you could go to Ohr, some kind of committee where all 3 of those guys would be involved, not to exclude Broxton, who's had much closing experience in his career.
I guess if there's any silver lining at all to be found from this homestand, it was, I believe they got 5 quality starts in a row. Waka looked good. Wainwright looked very good. You see any reason for optimism just based on the starting pitching seems to have come around?
Yeah, that's a good point, Doug. Their starting pitching has come around. We'll see if Garcia can be a little bit better tonight. His quality of start was a little borderline there. He wasn't all that good, really. He's pitching tonight against Lackey, who I think many people would rather have seen here than Garcia this year, but that's just the way it is. I think the starting pitching will be continue to be good. The offense, you know, you think you have a good offense, and you look at the run scored and all that, and it looks great, but they got 2 of their 4 runs yesterday on home runs, and one was on a bases loaded walk, and one was on a sacrifice fly. And many other games, they didn't have much going for them. So the consistency of the offense certainly is not there, and you haven't, other than Carpenter, you can't say anybody's really hot right now.
Would you expect the Cardinals to try to shake things up a little bit? Do you think there might be a deal in the future, or do you just have to ride it out with what they've got?
Well, for now, you think you ride it out. They've already shaken things up on their roster. They sent their starting second baseman out and brought him back as a center fielder. They sent their starting center fielder out and have not brought him back, and won't for a while, and Grichuk. They'll get Pena back as a backup catcher here pretty soon, I assume. And he's a pretty good player and a real good clubhouse guy. He might lighten things up a little bit. It's a little tense sometimes around there, the way things are going. But you see what would you trade for right now? If you like your starting pitching and you like your bullpen, which you should, the other guys look like they're in place. I don't know how much better you would get by trading right now. You just need to fix your house and then see about a month from now when the trading deadline is looming upon you at July 31st what you really need. And I would advise people not to pay any attention to the Cubs whatsoever after these 3 games here. They're going to be 12,000-15,000 games ahead for a long time here. Try to beat everybody else out.
Commissioner, what do you think the deal is with Randall Grichuk? You know, he struck out a lot, especially the last couple years. His strikeout rate is actually down this year, but yet his batting average is certainly down as well, so it's kind of odd that he's actually making more contact but not hitting as well. Still has okay power numbers. And then when you look at him at the plate, he just kind of never looks comfortable. That the way he's holding his bat, it doesn't seem normal. And you just wonder, was there any tinkering in the offseason to try to maybe cut down on the strikeouts? And is he not kind of just hitting how he normally does? It never looks like he's up there just kind of feeling good and confident. It looks like he's always tinkering.
Well, that's a good thought. I think they did want him to make more contact, and he did has made slightly more, I guess. He's drawn many more walks on the average than he had last year. He hit 275 or 6 last year, which probably is not his level, but it got people excited that he could do that on a regular basis. He's probably a 240 or 250 hitter, but he should be a guy with 25 home run power. As I see it now, he's taking strike 1 down the middle, swinging to strike 2, it's in the dirt, and then suddenly he's out. I think when he comes back the next time, which will be, I assume, within a month, if he does anything, that he'll just maybe go back to his old style of just letting it rip and trying to be aggressive from the first pitch.
And now they got Wong playing center field. Do you think there's a long-term future there for him in center?
Oh, there could be. I don't think you can have both these guys on your club as long-term center fielders. One of them is and one of them isn't, or maybe neither one of them is. But I think Wong's future still is at second base. But he played out there fine Saturday and fine Sunday. There weren't really many tough plays. But, you know, he can play there, and that adds to his versatility. He has to be versatile. You just can't have a backup second baseman, and you can't have a guy hitting, you know, 220 that plays only one position either. So he's got some things to bone up on here a little bit outfielding wise, but I think he did okay, and he's just got to be a more productive hitter.
Yeah, I was thinking if I'm Brendan Moss leading the team in home runs, and I don't get to play now because they put Wong in center field and Peralta back to right field based on Wong having one good week in the minors, I'd be pretty upset that I lost my playing time to that.
Yeah, Moss doesn't get upset by anything. I mean, I was surprised he didn't play against the right-handed pitcher on Saturday. He was out against Hamels on Friday, which made sense, and he was in against the left-hander yesterday and really didn't do anything. He's probably a 4 or 5 day-a-week player, but I think he's okay with what his role is. We talked about Piscotty in right field. He's tapered off a little bit. He had a home run yesterday, but he's not quite at the level he's been at for most of the season. Sunday it'll kick in gear. We thought it kicked in gear last week, and it did. But then the American League, I guess truly the superior league here, came to town.
Yeah, you talked about forgetting about the Cubs after this week. I couldn't help but notice they brought up their hot prospect last night, Contreras, the catcher. First pitch he sees, he hits a home run. It's just everything is going right for them. And have you ever seen a team motor along like this recently?
No, it's a magical year for them so far. It's the same thing that happened with Schwarber last year. I think he homered his first game up, too. It's coming up as a catcher. So, yeah, I mean, they haven't even had Schwarber all year, and he's the guy who knocked the Cardinals out of the playoffs last season. It's a magical run. I'm sure there'll be some missteps along the way. Somebody will get hurt, or a couple somebodies will get hurt, but there's nothing you can do about it. They're every bit as good and as people feared, and probably better. They're going to win the division. They're going to win 100 games, and you just got to find a way to make yourself the next best.
And Kamish, you know, it's interesting how our expectations can change just in a week looking at the season as a whole. Last week, you know, they win, what, 7 of 8 and 5 in a row, and they're 7 games over. Now you lose 5 in a row, and it's not just the Cubs. You have to go to Seattle, a good team, and then you have to go and you play the home and home with the defending champs and the Royals. I mean, it's not inconceivable that the Cardinals would be below 500 after the next 10 days or so.
No, not at all. But if they do kind of hold their own on this trip, and with the Royals coming back here, the last 10 games are against Milwaukee and Pittsburgh, both of whom are struggling badly. So you can take care of your business and go. And these, what they got on this trip, they have, what, 8 games, I guess. And then they could go 4-4, 5-3, then come back and take Kansas City too, and then have those last 10 with those lesser teams. They could still be all right by their break and maybe be 6-7 over.
Rick Hummel, the Post-Dispatch, and a regular here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After and CBS Sports 105.7 HD2, FM 920 AM, and inside STL.com with us on the appliance discounters, phone lines, Cardinals, Cubs tonight, Garcia and Lackey from Wrigley Field. First of 10 games the Cardinals still have remaining in Chicago the rest of the way. 94 games left, 10 of those will be at Wrigley Field against the best team in baseball. Kamish, we appreciate the time, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Rick. Hummel with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Cardinals were a game and a half out of that second wild card spot. That's the saving grace, and that's what I like about the new playoff format. Even a team like the Brewers, you think they're just an afterthought. The Brewers have no hope. They're only 6.5 out of the wild card spot. Mm-hmm. You can't even give up if you're them.
Yeah,
not that you would want to give up, but if you're them, you don't think, oh well, let's cash it in. You think, well, geez, we got wild card teams in contention that are barely over 500.
Your thoughts are welcome. 314-880-0808. You also can text in on that very same number and email in the morning after at insidestl.com. 2 tickets to Darius Rucker on June 24th. That's this Friday at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com. Sailor Jerry Spice Rums, created in honor of Norman Sailor Jerry Collins, undisputed father of the old school tattoo, a Navy vet who built his rep, inking soldiers and sailors in World War II era Honolulu. A true American icon and a stubborn son of a bitch who never compromised his standards or ideals. We make our rum to keep his legacy alive. Sailor Jerry, spiced rum, made the old school way, 92 proof, bold,
and smooth as hell. Doug, have you seen where the Cavaliers went after they won the NBA championship?
I hear they're going to Vegas.
They did. They were there. They're probably there still right now, actually.
Already?
Yeah.
What are they doing? Why would you go
excess.
To Vegas?
Excess.
Why would you go to Vegas?
To party.
Are they going to gamble?
Whores?
What, you think they're having a hard time finding women? Where,
well, they probably don't
want
to go out. I don't know if you want to go out in Oakland.
Well, no, but you could go across the bay to San Francisco somewhere and find whatever you're looking for.
Quick little shoot to probably like it's an hour flight. And you just stop on over. You're on your way back east. Stop in Las Vegas. They rolled up to the Wynn, XS, and Manners Video and TMZ. Bron, Kyrie, JR. They pouring booze on them bitches. And it's fine.
Are they really?
It's fine.
So they walked into one of the clubs that obviously goes all night. And they
XS.
And they started pouring booze on bitches?
That's right. Clip that off. Yes.
That's how you celebrate nowadays.
Yeah.
I wonder if they set that up in advance. I mean, obviously, there was a very good chance they wouldn't win the game, but they still kind of had the private jet ready to rock for the Vegas trip in case they win.
That's why it always feels to me like the NBA is more of a show than a sporting event.
I think
it just
regular
feels
season,
that way to me. Like, this
to me,
is a show.
Hockey and NBA basketball, the regular season, it's just about entertainment. It's just about getting to the playoffs. Then you have an endless playoff run. Yeah.
But basketball is so much more about the personalities involved.
Correct.
Than hockey is. Hockey is much more of a team sport. In basketball, it's every team seems to have their star, and it's all about him. And we're more concerned about what he does, how he peacocks around after he makes a dunk or a three-pointer or something, than the game itself.
But yet, in recent years, you've had the Warriors, a great team, a lot of guys drafted by that organization, and you have the Spurs that have won, what, four or five championships? With that team mentality.
The Spurs players are well into their mid-50s now, aren't they?
Correct. 54.
And what if they get Durant?
Dubs?
Bring the age down.
No, the Spurs.
Oh, Jingle Jangle?
I've got Spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle. As I go riding merrily along.
Hey, Tim, quick poll. Who do you think has seen more boobs in their lifetime, The Rock or Clint Eastwood? This is great, man. I like when the listeners ask us. We ask the listeners questions in our Gallup poll this morning on Twitter on the fan page.
You got to go Clint Eastwood just because he's 40 years older.
Yeah.
You think Clint Eastwood had a hard time getting a date?
No,
I'm
not.
Early Hollywood years?
That's not the question, though. I don't know. Yeah, I think I would go Clint Eastwood.
Well, sure you would. What? He's 80 something, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he's probably twice the age of The Rock. He's probably 40.
Yeah, The Rock says.
Rock says.
Although things are much more free and open today than they were when Clint Eastwood was.
Not to mention her hot body that looks hot in a bikini.
Yeah, all right.
What about
you
the swinging?
Never go wrong with that drop.
The swinging 60s weren't as open as today, I don't think.
Isn't it was Clint Eastwood like
60s.
Almost 90?
The swinging 60s were considered swinging because things changed so much from the previous decade.
With the sock hops.
The sock hops dominated the 50s, and then in the 60s, it was just kind of the free love era.
Clint Eastwood was born May 31st, 1930, Doug. That means he's 86.
Yeah.
Wow. Boy. And he's still seeing breasts.
Hardcore conservative, to say the least.
He talked to that chair, right? Or the stool?
What? Brilliant. That's up there with FDR's inauguration address. Let's see. Doug, do you want to go on a float trip this weekend? I'll make sure I bring a few rolls of plastic wrap. So we can give each other glass bottom boats?
I don't know what that is.
You can still bang Doug on the side.
A nice glass bottom boat tour.
I've done that.
See all the coral reef.
I did that at Cypress Gardens 1 year on vacation. Nice. You can see the fish right through the boat, Charlie. I guess that's what this fellow's talking about.
You hate insects.
I don't care for insects.
You're okay with fish.
Yeah, much more comfortable around fish than insects.
Doug, would you be my date at my senior citizen prom? Think about it. Suspend me. I want to go to spring training. Thanks, Big Al.
I'm not going to, just because he's begging.
Guys, I would be more interested in daddy-daughter dance. Thanks. That's from Rory Pepperpaws. They have a lot of those now. Like, that's the thing.
In high
right?
school?
No. But, like preschool. Like, a lot of my friends post pictures of going on these daddy-daughter dances like they're four-year-olds.
It dances with four-year-olds. That's
never
hard for me
that?
To envision.
We don't
no.
have any daughters.
Well, I've heard of, they have parties. I went to a lot of parties when my kids were in preschool. I mean,
pumpkin daddy daughter dances have been going around a long time. Like my sister
is 4 year old.
My sister is 29 years old. I remember her going to a daddy daughter dance with my dad
at age 4.
Yeah, like 4 or 5.
Where do they go?
Whatever organization, whether it's a club or a, you know, whatever.
They go to a club at age 4.
Country club. No, I'm saying like. I don't know what organization it was, but you see them all the time. Whether it's with school, preschool, kindergarten.
Charlie, wasn't EDC in Las Vegas this weekend? That's your thing.
I believe.
You did not make it.
I haven't went the last couple years. I went 2 years. So I guess it was 13.
Are you out on it or you just haven't been able to? What's going on with you?
No, I did it twice and it's cool, but I like to do new stuff.
I don't.
So it was an experience. Not necessarily like the greatest thing in the world, but it was kind of cool.
Doug, let's go to EDC next.
Well, I'm pressed for time. When I was driving to Macon last week, did I tell you this? We passed the crowd that was going to Bonnaroo.
Oh, yeah, Tennessee.
Yeah.
What'd you see?
Massive car pile, or not pileups, but gridlock.
Really?
Hundreds of policemen.
Good-looking ladies?
Well, I didn't actually go. I just saw
no, but like in the
staging
cars.
Area.
Yeah, in the whips, man, in the whips.
I couldn't see.
Could have had
driving.
Like one of those... one of those scenes from Is It Vacation where the wife's asleep and then the hot blonde pulls up in the car next and you kind of look at each other and, you know, your eyes meet.
But no, that didn't happen at all. It's just that you could see that the tents and the motorhomes went on for acres and acres and acres. There had to be thousands of people there.
You see Rosinante?
I didn't see Rosinante. I saw something that could have been a cousin of Rosinante, the great motorhome.
What was her name, the cousin?
That we battled the winds of Kansas. And arrived home 2 days late for the start of school. You remember that story,
of
right?
course.
Okay.
I married that redhead. I'm going to marry a redhead. How about that?
You are indeed. When's the date? Is it, the date's been set, right? It's like May.
April 20-something of next year.
How about that, Doug?
Hmm. You narrowed it down.
Maybe I'm not supposed to say.
April 20-ish?
Yeah, you don't want the paparazzi there.
Correct.
Oh. Live magazine.
Big blowout wedding?
Big blowout.
Her family's from here?
We're going to blow it out. Yep.
Okay.
So. And my family, Ohio's going to come invade St. Louis for a week.
Wow.
Where are you going to put them up?
Bunch of rednecks.
Where are you going to put them up?
Probably in some lodging.
Some lodging. You better get busy with that now because that stuff fills
That's
up
their
in a
problem.
Hurry.
I don't care about trying. That. They can find a nice little Econo Lodge.
You're not even going to help the family find lodging.
Sure. I don't know how that. I'm not doing anything. I'm just. Kind of just staying out of it.
Because you have to make these plans well in advance.
Everything is taken care of, I feel like.
Hey, Doug, is it called scissoring if the lesbians don't have legs? Thanks. It's from the 314. Mm. Text Janie the lesbian.
No, don't bother her with that.
I have a question for you.
For who?
Oh, it's Tim's going to text her.
Oh. Yeah.
You really are going to go ahead with it.
Yeah.
Doug, are you worried about our local baseball nine?
Well, yeah. Yeah, aren't you?
No, but I'm saying, like, my expectations of the Cardinals haven't really changed that much throughout the year. I still think, I've always thought 85 to 90 wins, whatever Vegas, 87, 88. I've never really varied off that, even when they were good last week and now they've lost 5. I just still think they're the same team I thought they would be entering this season.
I thought they'd be better than this. I had no idea they'd be this weak defensively. And I thought the starting pitching would be better, although it's rounding into shape now. It just seems like this is one of those years where there's something missing. There's just not a spark somewhere.
What if it's this? What if it is, now that the starting pitching has stabilized, what if it's Alex Reyes coming up as a dominant bullpen arm that can throw an inning or two here and there?
Well, it might have won them the last two games anyway.
I'm serious.
So am I. And had they won those last two games, they would be in one of the wild card spots right now. I know it's awfully early to be looking at that.
And Hummel brought up
the season to go, but we've seen it. It cost him the last two games.
Right. Broxton hasn't been great.
Hey.
Yeah, what?
I bought a bidet attachment for our toilet.
Well, good for you.
And are you guys doing like a poll thing?
About bidets?
Just about questions, because I was wondering, I've used it normally now and it works great, but I was thinking about getting on at Cowgirl and spraying the front. And I didn't know, like a poll question, if that's okay to do or not. And
I can tweet that out. or add it to the fan page.
I think it's probably okay and probably something you should keep to yourself.
Why?
Because I'm not really interested in you washing your undercarriage.
Because I have a clean butt and you don't. Ah! Have you used a bidet before?
Yes, I had one. You know, I had one.
Really?
In Miami. I lived in this swanky apartment.
Oh, Steve Aoki.
Yes, he was right
I've
upstairs.
I've never used one.
Kind of gives you a water enema.
I'm good.
Sort of something like that, you know. It'll wake you up if you think you're sitting down on the toilet. Instead, you get to the bidet. You know, you're bleary-eyed in the middle of the night.
Is the water real warm?
No.
It's ran in from the line, the water line, so it's just toilet water.
Hot.
Spraying your butt.
Doug, does it feel the same as a curious tongue?
A little more aggressive.
Doug, what about when I put water into my mouth and I spray it up into your butt?
Put him down! Put him down!
Adam wants to go to Florida.
Jeez. Adam has been suspended. Adam has been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and I'm going to make an executive decision here. He is not eligible for the Llewellyn's Pub Prize. He is not.
Is that against
not
the rules, eligible. Though?
Well, I just made my own rule.
You're like Roger Goodell.
Yes, in some ways I am. Other people who are suspended are eligible for this trip to spring training, along with 11 other amazing prizes. Second prize, trip to Louisville for a distillery tour. Third prize, VIP tour of Anheuser-Busch for 25 guests.
Wow.
The more chances you go to Llewellyn's, the more chances you have to win. Don't write or say something vile on the show to get in. Go to one of Llewellyn's 6 locations. Order the special. Today, the special is the buffalo chicken. That would make it easier, a little classier.
Elaine Hoffman just joined the fan page, TMA fan page on Facebook, and so did Ted Lamatti.
Ted Lamatti.
Okay, not familiar with those two, but maybe someday I will be.
A lot of females on this page, Doug.
Well, they're guys saying they're females.
It's hot. That makes it hotter. Let's see. This guy is an amateur bidet shopper. They make a heated frontal spray model. Thanks, Jason at Lake St. Louis.
That would be a little more comfortable. I mean, you don't want hot, but you'd like warm.
But is it something that you really... Do you want that? Even if you have a lot of money, is that something that you feel like you really need?
I think it's for women, Chuck.
Yeah, with anal becoming more prevalent.
No. It's not really what it's about.
This is the Shrewsbury Seminary student.
Hello, Shrewsine.
What's up, Doug?
Not much.
What's the deal with the spring training promo?
What's the deal with it? We've explained it 15 times.
Well, I don't listen every second of the show.
Well, Llewellyn's has a summer sweep. And it's in full swing, and you go into one of Llewellyn's 6 area locations, and if you order the special of the day, you're entered. Your name goes into the hopper for a chance to win a spring training trip with us or one of 11 other amazing prizes. And somehow the salesmen have sold it so that if you get suspended, your name also goes into the hopper to try to win one of these prizes. But I made the executive decision that Adam is not eligible.
What about me?
Well, you're on the borderline yourself.
That's pretty hot.
You sound like you just woke up.
Pretty hot to be on the borderline.
Did you just wake up? Get some energy.
I woke up at 6:30 this morning. How about you, Doug?
Well, a little earlier than that. You just sound like we're bothering you. You call us and it sounds like we're bothering you.
Tim, the double date?
Double date with you? Oh, is that was you that sent that in?
Yeah, the text box shut down, but that was me.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Where would you like to go on this double date? It's wonderful.
Billy Jean's, Tommy.
Good, yeah, that's fine. That's the only place I go, so it kind of had to be the answer.
There you go.
All right. Fair enough. Doug, I got a date with a listener.
It sounds like you do. Good for you,
Tim. Pretty hot, Doug. Yeah,
good
Pretty
luck.
Hot.
Good luck, Tim.
Not as hot as your rump, Doug.
Put him down! Put him down! I'm not even going to suspend him because I don't want Shrewsbury to
what
be
a paradox.
Going in the hopper as well.
Hey, Doug, can I be your bidet yummers? It's from the 314. Doug, you don't need a bidet. You just need some wipes. Can-dos are the best. It's from the Crestwood Coyote.
I don't think I would want to use a bidet.
Well, you don't have to. Nobody
I feel like I've been in a hotel where they have had a bidet, and, you know, you go and you hit
That's usually outside of the United States of America.
I can't remember when, but I remember seeing it, and, you know, you hit it and you see the water come up, but I never actually felt the need or want to use it.
Well, then don't use it.
I didn't.
But there might be some other people that said, uh-oh, things didn't go as planned. Maybe we'll clean things up a little.
Yeah, but if things don't go as planned, you can still just do it the normal way.
Well, what if you're short of toilet tissue?
I get that.
That's kind of what it's about.
That is the worst.
Cleanliness.
When you run out in the bathroom, and if you have like a closet elsewhere that you have to go get it, that's an issue.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Always have a few rolls.
That's a big problem.
Maybe underneath the sink. Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened to you? Where you had to call in to maybe one of your sons to bring you some, bring
who
you a
do you
roll?
Call? Who do you choose? John Vaughn, Greg Vaughn, or Nick Vaughn?
I usually check to make sure.
But that's happened before.
Yeah. Somebody who gets it.
I wouldn't
John Vaughn.
Call any of them. Because I wouldn't call. It'd be easier to do it myself.
But that has happened. Admit it.
When I'm screaming, no, it hasn't
There has
happened.
Been one time no. in your life where you didn't have any, you were in the bathroom, and you called out for one of your sons to bring you a roll
no.
from elsewhere. You're lying.
I don't.
Yes,
I check
lying.
Before I go.
No, in your whole life, there's been one time where you didn't check. 100%. You're lying if you
I'm not.
Say.
I honestly don't. Not sure there's ever been a time where I've walked in and there's been no toilet paper and I didn't notice. And I started screaming,
you...
help, help. It's never happened.
I wouldn't say help.
Not once has it happened.
Help!
It just hasn't.
Oh,
that happened to you?
You're a liar.
You sit in there and beg for help?
I don't beg, but...
I didn't look. Help me!
Like I said,
no.
If you have a closet or an area where the extra rolls are, every once in a while, you don't realize you get to the bottom, and you have to go get the roll. It happens. We're all adults here.
Well, maybe it happens, but I check before.
So in your, I'm not going to say how old you are,
There's
but in your
many,
entire life, you've never once not realized that the roll was empty. I don't believe that.
I'm not sure that that's ever happened. Well, I mean, what else are you looking at when you go in?
You just go to the bathroom.
Without looking around?
Yes.
Well, I don't.
Guys, I'd like to volunteer my tongue as Doug's bidet. Thanks.
Okay, who was that?
Timmy the Tickler, who I didn't let on the fan page, and he's pissed.
Timmy the Tickler, he's been suspended, and like Adam, he is not eligible for his name to go in to the Llewellyn's Hopper.
Approaching the 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by Tease Farms, the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. A lot of good discussion on bidets, and also the Cavs, and Dustin Johnson, and the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After.